the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Dinkins back with you here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and joining us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner is Coach Matt Williams. And we were doing their game last night on the radio, and a big win, 52-22 over Oakland. A really good football team you beat last night. And I know you got to be pleased. From my viewpoint, it was four quarters put together, and I think you'd been looking for that for quite a while.
We had, and we had talked about that. We knew we had not played near to our potential all year as far as playing a complete game. And I was just very, very proud for our kids. You know, they really took a good approach this week. We did some things differently in practice this week. And in pregame, we did things a lot differently. And I think they were just more focused. And, you know, the seniors knew pretty much in all likelihood, I'm pretty sure that was the last time they'll play on their, you know, home field. And we only had four home games this year, so that sort of came a little quicker than it usually does. But we're happy for them, young man, and happy for our seniors. But it was by far the closest we've gotten to playing a complete game.
I know you probably were surprised as anybody to put up that many points, but there were a lot of big plays in that game last night. There was big runs from the line of scrimmage and Wilson's run. I think the fifth carry for him all year and had that big run. Offensive line, I thought, did a really good job last night in creating some holes and then just busting it.
They did, and you know, Brad, I'm extremely just happy for him. That young man, he played his freshman and sophomore year and decided he didn't want to play his junior year, and you know, let him come back, and really hasn't played that much for us, played on special teams this year, but gave him an opportunity. We had some injuries. DeMarcus St. Cloud's ankle was not doing very well, so we were going to try him at fullback, and dislocated his pinky at practice Wednesday. I mean, it was a pretty ugly dislocation. They popped it right back into place. He taped him up and never blinked an eye. So it was good to see him have that success. And we were just we were talking about after the game how proud we were and how happy we were for him that he had that success. And he's a good kid. He's weathered all the storm. You know, he's really a tough kid. So I was pleased to see it. Now, I want to mention, too, we had some kids that, you know, we had some adversities. We had to suspend some kids. You know, we had some kids that didn't play the first quarter. And we had kids like Ricky Camacho, a junior, step up on the offensive line. Alex Allen went over and played center. He hasn't played center, you know, and since first season. Matt Rodell kicked for us and did a good job, kicked some extra points and did a good job kicking off. And C.J. Biggs played weak safety and did a great job for us on defense. So I was very proud. We had some kids that stepped up in the face of some adversity, and, you know, that's what you need from a good football team or to be a good football team.
We were Rodell with the extra points, and the kicking game was excellent last night. I think when you can get those extra points, you know, you think, well, that's – you know, okay, they're supposed to do that. Not really, no. Because it's really a key to the game, because it puts the other team in a bind if you keep hitting those extra points every time, and the big field goal too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did, and you know, we you know, like I think I said it last week, extra points something people take for granted, especially the high school level. Lots has got to happen, you know, and then pro and college, I guess, is a little bit more automatic. But Matt did a great job hitting extra points, and you know, I was, just lost my train of thought there, but
well, Matt, you were
our field goal kicker came in there and did a good job, hit a long field goal for us, and you know, that was good for us. But the only issue I saw in the kicking game, our kickoff coverage was not very good, and that's something we'll address this week in practice.
Matt, when you seemed to have last night, your guys seemed to just kept putting points on the board. If they came back with a score, you would answer, and that's a sign of a good football team that is able to do that and not just kind of just play, you know, it's not conservative play, but you're looking to keep moving the football, no matter whether you score or not, move the football.
Yeah, and you know, they are a good football team, and I was, you know, always going to be really well coached and very physical team, and you know, it seemed like you know, we would do something good in the first half. I thought we did a pretty good job, but the kickoff return right before half concerned me, because it sort of let the air out of the balloon a little bit. You know, we had all the momentum pretty much, and that concerned me a little bit. But our kids did what they had to do the second half. half. You know, they came out. And I think, you know, if this had been the first part of the season, I think we'd have let that affect us a lot more than it did last night. And I thought we came out the second half and really dominated the football game, and I was proud of our kids for that.
I think one of the plays that I thought was really key in terms of actually putting the game away was the block punt. And T-Ray Malone was all over the place last night offensively and defensively, and then Wayne took it on in for the score. Big play, kind of clamped it down and kind of said, okay, we're not letting you back in.
No, it was a, yeah, it was a huge play. And T-Ray, you know, did a good job. Matter of fact, it was, you know, in practice all week, he seemed like he was the one getting through when we practiced our punt block team. And the funny thing is, we only had 10 guys on the field when we blocked that.
I didn't notice that.
I probably shouldn't have said that, but I'm sure everybody else would see it on film anyways. But so I went from being really, really mad to really, really happy in a short amount of time because, you know, we were talking about there being 10, and he blocked it. And Wayne Jones did an outstanding job scooping and scoring. We worked on that a lot, you know, and took it in for the touchdown. That was a big play.
They have a big physical offensive line and, you know, each and every play. But you guys really seemed on several series to just kind of shut them down, even though they had some success in parts of the game. Just really on that defensive front, they really did a good job.
Yeah, I thought they did. And, you know, we at halftime, I sort of challenged our kids because when they were having success, when they had their touchdown drive in the first half, that you were really sort of pushing us around up front. And we weren't putting our, you know, we talk about all the time resetting the line of scrimmage and putting our feet where their feet are, you know, and they were putting their feet where our feet were. And that's not how it needs to work. And the linebackers weren't able to scrape. And, you know, second half, I thought we really did a good job resetting the line of scrimmage and controlling the line of scrimmage. And I was proud of, you know, Cruz Blanke, Dexter Hunt, and our defensive ends, Deshaun Williams, Curtis Jones, and Dustin Boone, all those guys I thought did a good job. And along with Jacob Calvert, all those guys did a good job.
We were looking at the amount of tackles and that were made, and it was so even across the board. And Brandon Hathaway, and just seemed like everybody seemed to contribute to the game last night. You've already mentioned several names. And,
right.
You can't get much better in a team effort than that.
No, you can't. You know, our defense, you know, Derek Hendricks has sort of, you know, been the – he and Brandon have sort of been the leaders, the vocal leaders of our defense, and I thought Derek played really well. And DeMarc St. Cloud gave a – had a really gutsy performance. His ankle, he's got a high ankle sprain and, you know, had to come off field a couple of times. But, you know, he made a statement. Somebody said, you know, something about coming out. He said, I'm not coming out senior night. And last time on home field, I'm not coming out. And
we actually thought he wouldn't come back after that first time. He said they took him off the field, and there he was.
Yeah.
And I said, that's amazing. I said, I don't know what's wrong with him. I think somebody thought maybe he was having leg cramps, but I thought, well, as good a shape as he's in, I doubt that's really the problem.
No, he's an extremely tough kid. And, you know, physically, he's a physical specimen. You're not going to, you know, he's put together really well. But he has had some issues, you know, sort of ding that up in the Blackman game. And but really a gutsy performance to come back after that first time because he was in a lot of pain after that first time and was able to come back and really help us out and gave us some good minutes.
Matt Williams is our guest here on the Prentice Also Pegan Air Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a lot has been said, I know, in the paper and as well, that, you know, each one of these games is a playoff game for you. I guess it's not really hard to get them fired up knowing it's kind of a do or die. I guess you have to look at it that way.
You do, and we've talked, you know, it's been talked about a lot, and, you know, they know we put ourselves in this position, and a lot of people talk about our schedule, and we've never made an excuse. You know, our schedule is going to be what it was going to be, and that's what it is, and we had to play it, and we know that in all those ball games that we didn't win, we made some mistakes that you just can't make against good football teams, and, you know, I think we've learned from those mistakes. I think our seniors are really taking it upon themselves, especially this last week, to, you know, pull the team together and rally them together. And I think, you know, they've done a good job. And they know the situation. They know we've got to win out, you know. And I try not to ever talk about anything for the next opponent. But the fact is, we know what we've got to do. And, you know, we talk about our playoffs. We had a three-game head start on the playoffs, so we would be really experienced when we got there, and that's how we're looking at it.
And in some cases, it can almost help you. If you're playing with that intensity each and every week, you know, it can't hurt, that's for sure.
No, and you talk about as a coach, and, you know, you want to be peaking at the right time. And, you know, if we were scripted it out, we wouldn't have scripted this way, obviously. But you want to be peaking at the right time, and we're hoping that's what's happening. You know, last night was a good start to doing that.
I want to talk a little bit about the offense as well, because there were some people that really played well. and the stats might not show it as much, but Shelton played a really good game, and he really directed the team and made passes when he needed to complete them, and a big pass, big plays.
He did, you know, and I was proud of him. He's had some rough games last couple. He's had some rough games, and you know, in this district, you've got to be able to throw the football a little bit. Everybody's going to, you know, run the football, obviously, and we've got some really good running teams, but you know, in most of those games, they're going to find a way to slow you down in a run game, and you've got to be able to throw it. And I was proud of Joe. He made some great throws, especially he made some throws to the tight end down the seam that are not easy throws. And was very proud of our 2-minute drive there at the end of the half. You know, we drove it right down and were able to score, and he showed a lot of poise in directing the offense. So very proud of Joe, and you know, had a lot of guys that stepped up on offense last night, and Coach Childs did a good job with his play calling, and I think kept him off balance, and it was a good effort all the way around.
And I want to mention Lorenzo, and they all got big yardage, and you were able to share it a little bit, and over 100 yards, I think, for Lorenzo. I think he had wound up with 143 on only 9 carries. That's not a lot of touches to get that kind of a production.
Yeah, no, it's not, and a lot of those yards came, you know, after first contact. He made a lot of people miss and drug some people, and really ran physical. I was proud of that, and really that was, you know, he really ran last night like he did in spring practice and like we had seen him run in the past. Now, he hasn't had near as many touches as DeMario has, but he's a gifted kid. I mean, he's a good kid, too. I probably say that a little too much, but I mean it. He and DeMario are two of the finest young men you'll ever be around. They're quiet. They go about their business. They're leaders in a quiet way. Their leaders, you know, is the same, you know. And both those kids have had great attitudes, and, you know, they've both been great weapons for us. DeMario had a good game last night, too. His numbers weren't as big as they have been. But, you know, just having him out there, you know, everybody's attention is going to be so much on him, it opens up things for other people.
It's great to have a couple of weapons back there, doesn't it? Rather than just one.
It does help.
Coach, next week you travel to Ravenwood, and that's a game, you know, I don't want to call that a trap game. I just think as focused, you just got to keep the focus on you and not worry about whatever thing else is going, because we got like a three-way tie or something now for second place, and it's going to be a fight to the finish. But you're worried more about Ravenwood next week.
That's all we're worried about right now, and you know, we've got plenty to work on. You know, last night was a great ball game, but our kickoff coverage was horrendous. You know, that's something we've got some personnel issues. Like I said, we had 10 on the field on punt, and there were times offensive formation wise where we weren't lined up like we wanted to be, and so a lot of things to clean up. You know, you're always going to find some things to work on, and we've got plenty of that to do. We're going to have a good week of practice, come out and get better, and you know, going to have a team effort against Ravenwood, and we know what our situation is, and I know our kids respond. I was very proud of how they responded last night. It's been easy for, you know, them to lay down. It's been been tough, and they've experienced a lot of tough losses, so I thought that showed character, and couldn't be prouder.
22 points against an opponent like that, holding them to 22, and one of those was a kickoff return. You got to be pleased with that defense totally.
I was. I thought we played fair. You know, we talked, man, you've got to. You know, Coach McDaniels, it's, like I said, they're always going to be physical. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. And I think we sort of preach a lot of the same things. I think everybody in the district does. It just seems like our team sort of play very similarly. And I thought our kids really were physical last night, and I think that was one of the keys. And flew to the football, and, you know, was pleased with their effort all the way around.
As physical as it was, I know St. Cloud with the ankle sprain. Anybody else? You okay in the?
We got a couple issues. We got a defensive end, Curtis Jones, got a knee, and we're going to have to wait and see on Monday. He's got to go to the doctor, and I'm hoping for the best for him. That young man's come a long ways, and transferring in, moved from Pascagoula, Mississippi, a couple years ago, and great kid, great work ethic, and has done a good job for us this year. And hopefully, it won't be anything that. Hoping it'll be something we can brace and play with, and. Right now, that's our biggest issue.
Well, good luck to you next week. You got
yes,
two more, and that'll probably get it for you. So it's just a great district to be in, and a great win last night against the Oakland Patriots.
All right, thanks for having me.
Coach Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs, a victorious winner last night over the Oakland Patriots by a score of 52-22. And when we come back, Brian Baird will be back with Coach Phillip Shadowins of the Blackman Blaze. They played Thursday, so he's had a day of rest before he had to come in today. And we'll continue with more on the Prentice House of Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant right off Las Casas Pike. You know, they serve lunch till about 1 o'clock, something like that. So get on down. You got plenty of time.